Welcome back to Administrative Static, and we have something a little different. You folks may remember that we had a case which was Fredericks versus SIGGI, which is the organization that monitors inspector generals. It's made up of inspector generals. And the inspector generals are the folks who are appointed to make sure that the agencies are following their own rules and laws. And one of the main supporters of the act putting it together is Chuck Grassley of Iowa. And we have an interesting letter involving the recommendation to remove Marty Dickman, who was the Inspector General of the U.S. Railroad Retirement Board. And here's what they told the Congress. So what they did was they said that they were going to recommend that he be fired effective 30 days from the date of the letter, and his placement on non-duty status for 30 days period prior to his removal from office. So basically, they said, look, you're out. You're going to be out. And Martin Dickman has been an IG. He's been the IG community, I think, for 30 years. Long time.
Oh, wow.
So the fact that they are saying that the thing that really struck me about this case from looking at it is that this guy's been an IG for a long time. But somehow, as you know from our SIGGI case, they get their sights on someone. I remember Joe Cafare, they didn't like a letter he sent to Congress, how he had edited it. And they say that this is somehow going to be, you know, oh, we're investigating this. Well, he is in charge of writing his letters to Congress. If they have a problem, you know what they do? They do what Chuck Grassley just did I'm trying to think who was the fellow here. Oh, yeah. Edward N. Siskel. I think it is. So, yeah, Siskel's letter. So here's what Grassley does when he doesn't like how a letter's written. He says he says what they've done to Martin Dickman, and it's basically what they tell him is that he's created a toxic environment by cursing. That is why he's being terminated after 30 years, is that it's apparently that he's hostile to people. So no reason, no explanation of why he was hostile, whether or not something had happened, whether, you know, nothing.
Or this was new behavior.
Right, exactly. None of that. They just said, because usually with these things, what they're supposed to do is write a report, and then they're supposed to give the inspector general a chance to respond to it. And then they can put that in the report. I think they can keep it out, but it's madness if they keep it out. But I think that they're using this ability to say, oh, it's real emergent. We got to get rid of him because he's a huge problem, right? So after 30 years, he's suddenly a huge problem. Anyway, on December 23rd, so Grassley goes into the amendment they did, the James Inhofe National Defense Authorization Act for fiscal year 2023. So it's a new change. Signed into law, bipartisan. Those provisions require the president shall, that commanding language, communicate to Congress in writing before removing or transferring an IG from office, the substantive rationale, including detail and case-specific reasons. The law also prohibits an IG from being placed on non-duty status during the 30-day period preceding the date of removal or transfer unless the continued presence of the Inspector General in the workplace poses a threat as described by requirements in the Administrative Leave Act and President submits a report to Congress. Well, so he cites all the things you have to do here. And Mark, I was just explaining that if you'll remember in our SIGGI case, Joseph Cafare, they were investigating him because they didn't like how he had edited a letter to Congress.
Right.
And I'm explaining how Grassley is capable of chastising people when he doesn't like their letters to him. And that's what he's doing here to the IG, who says, your March 29th, 2024 letter states that the Inspector General's continued presence in the workplace would jeopardize legitimate government interests. Moreover, your letter notes evidence of misconduct uncovered by an ongoing independent investigation conducted by the Integrity Committee of the Council of the Inspector General on Integrity and Efficiency. That's SIGGI. And then a general loss of confidence. And he says your letter refers to misconduct, describing what that misconduct is. But he says this doesn't Grassley disagrees with him. He says, this isn't detailed and case specific. And he says that you state you removed him because his continued presence in the workplace would jeopardize legitimate government interests. But you don't say exactly what he did. You say he repeatedly engaged in abusive treatment of employees and in a toxic work environment. And, you know, toxic work environment to me has become I always suspect it when I see it nowadays. Back in the 90s, I'd go, oh, well, that's pretty bad because everything in the world wasn't toxic back then. But now I'm like, well, let's see what it was. I'd like to know specifics. And so would Grassley. He says, you didn't give us any suspicions. You just characterized it. You didn't describe it. And
I've been in a toxic work environment before. I can describe it with specificity.
Well, you were in Congress, right? Anyway.
That's not the one I have in mind.
You're in Mr. Siskel's letter provides conclusions without including the precise factual findings supporting your rationale for removing the RRB IG. So these are the people investigating, and this was our whole complaint in SIGI. They keep saying that they're enforcing the law, and no laws apply to them. They will not follow the law. And they just say, they even in the face of Chuck Grassley and Congress, they aggregate to themselves the ability to say, oh, well, we're the determiners of all things. And they won't follow it. Neither your letter nor Mr. Siskel's provides the actual crude and inappropriate statements allegedly used by the RRB OIG or to whom these statements were directed. The number of instances or the specific misconduct constituting the alleged abusive treatment. Details about the number and specific actions committed that created an alleged toxic work environment. The actions and efforts to impede the investigation. Because they said he impeded investigation. Now, remember, if you say that this is privileged information, or you say, well, there's reasons these documents can't turn over, or you don't want to sit for an interview, your third or fourth or fifth interview, because you know that these people are just after you and they're not getting information. They're trying to tire you out. Whatever it is, they say you've impeded it, right? And they don't tell you how you impede it. Because if they actually told you what he was doing to impede this investigation, I bet you the Senate would laugh at it, because I bet you it's so minor. Because I've seen these letters from SIGI saying you're impeding something. It's ridiculous. When you don't agree with their characterization of something, they say you've impeded it.
Right. If you don't roll over.
Yeah, exactly. And then that created the actions and efforts to or detailed and specific retaliatory actions alleged that were taken. So you've got to tell us all this, Grassley's saying. And the communication of conclusory statements without additional detailed and specific factual findings isn't enough to satisfy the requirements of the statute. So what Grassley's saying is, if we let you get away with this, if we let you get rid of IGs who are supposed to be not removed for political reasons and are supposed to be you're supposed to tell Congress why you're getting rid of them. If we let you just characterize this and not give us any specifics, we might as well not have passed the law. And that is Grassley's concern here.
What can he do about it, or what can they do about it?
He can cut budgets. Yeah. He can bring them in for
Except
a hearing.
Except SIGI doesn't have
them.
A budget.
That is true. That is true.
So they can just not comply with the demands.
Well, I think this. I think with Grassley, he's got some buttons to push, because the IG community kind of relies on the fact that he's one of these bipartisan guys in supporting them. And as you'll see, he's the one who got the law passed just in 2023. This has been a fallow period for substantive statutes, as we have complained here many times, and he actually gets stuff through on this. So he could move for amendments. He could move for changes in how they're funded, because what they do is they just vote. SIGI votes itself an amount from all of the IG budgets. So
they're likely to take the letter somewhat seriously.
I hope so, and I'm hoping that. I mean, I wouldn't like to get this kind of letter from Grassley, because he does have a track record of following up and getting things done. He's not a blowhard, you know.
Yeah.
While IGs aren't immune from committing acts requiring their removal, it's critically important that legally mandated communications from any president notifying Congress about removal actions include sufficient detail with respect to the, quote, substantive rationale, including detailed and case-specific reasons so that Congress has time to analyze your decision and to assure Congress and the public that termination isn't based on politics but due to real concerns with the IG's ability to carry out the mission. And I'll give you an example. Earlier this year, maybe it was last year, Biden had big problems with the IG of the architecture of the Capitol, of all things, which is really an IG from the lead. But so did Congress. They all thought he was failing in his duties, and I think it had to do with money, but I've forgotten what it is. And so the Congress was asking him, and so they got together, and the president removed that IG. But there wasn't any of this letter because everyone knew the reasons why. This is a matter of public and congressional accountability and ensuring the public's confidence in the inspector general community. Simply put, the law must be followed. And I cheered when I read that because after our Siggy case, I'm like, yes, make these guys follow the law. They can't just roam around saying this thing or that thing is a violation. I'll just finish up. Your letter failed to hit the mark, and you should reissue a letter to Congress with the specificity and detail required by law to include clarification with respect to whether Mr. Siskel's letter constituted the report so that the proper precedent is set for any future removals by you and other presidents.
In other words, Senator Grassley is saying, Mr. Siskel, two thumbs down.
Oh, exactly. That's exactly what he's saying. So I think this – I'm gonna be reading this because I did cheer when I read this thing because these guys think they can get away with anything, as our suit showed. And I really hope Grassley gets a real response on this. And I'd like to see more transparency on what they were doing here. And we will be back in a moment.